Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about power and control. Usually in relationships, and this could be any kind of relationship you're in, whether you're dating, whether you're in a relationship, whether it has to do with business, family, whoever you're dealing with, there's always a matter of power and control, okay? In this whole world, there's always people that have more power and control than other people. And what a lot of people don't realize is you are an enabler of that power, okay? And I'm going to go into this and I'm going to explain it a little bit, okay? Let's talk about the power of relationships. Let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and that person is really not giving you what you need. Let's say they're not affectionate towards you. Let's say that they're not showing you enough, or you talk and you express your feelings and they're really not taking you seriously. Why aren't they taking you seriously? They're not taking you seriously for a number of reasons. Number one, they may not care. Number two, they feel that they don't have to listen to what you have to say because they have you already. You're not going anywhere. And when there's that threat that you're not going anywhere, people can take advantage. People can do what they want because they know that nothing will change. There's never that threat of you walking away. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the power and control. Let's talk about people that accept lower than they should accept. People that don't put up boundaries. People that just can't let go of somebody. Why can't they let go of that person? Because they're afraid of being alone. Because they're afraid of starting over. Because they love the feeling they get with that person at certain times. There may be a lot of unhappiness that person brings to you, but you let the rest of it go because you can't bear with the thought of not having that person. And the problem is, so many people feel like whatever person they're dealing with, they're the end all. In other words, they can't live without that person because that person gives them a certain feeling that they love. It's almost like an addiction, being addicted to somebody. This is why people have heartbreaks and they can't let go, because they have that addiction to that person. Even though that person has hurt them multiple times, they're willing to just kind of turn a blind eye until the relationship just finally explodes. The thing that I'm going to talk about today is this. You have to have your own self-worth. You have to believe in yourself. This is why you have to get into yourself. You have to be the best version of you, no matter what that is, physically, mentally, emotionally, okay? You have to feel good about yourself and you have to love yourself, because when you love yourself, you will not allow somebody to treat you beneath the way you should be treated. So, first thing, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people accept less than what they should accept because they don't feel they could get better. they feel like, well, this is the best that I could do. And there's things about this person that really make me feel good. And I really don't want to have to be out there in that dating jungle again and have to start all over again. Let me try to work with what I have. Now, there's certain people you could work with, and there's certain people you can't work with. There's certain people you could stand on your head and spin, and they will never change. Because number one, they could be a narcissist, which means they're all about them, and they're only going to do what benefits them. And they could be with you because you provide some benefit to them. But when you don't provide a benefit to them, they will throw you to the wayside. Okay, they will have no use for you because deep down, the only person they care about is themselves. And when you value yourself, you will not allow somebody to treat you that way. You will put up those boundaries and let that person know, no, this is not acceptable to me. And if it continues, I won't be here. And you have to have the power to let go. You have to say to yourself, okay, what is the long-term effects of being with this person? Can I be happy with this person long-term? You have to know yourself. What are your deal breakers? What are things that you can live with and what are things that you can't live with? Can you live with somebody that never washes a dish? Can you live with somebody that never helps out around the house? Can you live with somebody that never shows you affection, that never holds you or caresses you? You have to know yourself and what is a deal breaker and what is not a deal breaker. You got to keep in mind, nobody is perfect, okay? But you have to look for the characteristics that will make you happy. A person that is kind, a person that is understanding, a person that has your back, a person that you could be yourself around. That's very important, you guys. It's very important to be with somebody who accepts you for you. Not that you feel this pressure that you have to put on this great facade of being some special person. Not that you have to feel like every time you see this person, you're all made up. And you know, you always have to be, you know, hair done, nails done, face done. Because in life, you may not always, when you wake up with that person on a day-to-day basis, there could be other stressors in your life, okay, that you have to deal with. And that person, that's where the love from within comes in. You know, let's say that you're married to somebody and you have a lot of kids and you're busy and you don't have much time for yourself and your time is for other people in the family. That person's got to love you for you, not for, you know, how sexy you can be and all those other kinds of things on the visual side. So that's basically what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you allow people to treat you by your standards. And if you put your guard down or you ignore certain things, they will just run with it. They will test you. And especially you guys in the beginning, people test you in the beginning in the dating world to see what they could get away with and what they can't. And that when I say test you, I mean as far as like, let's say they say they're supposed to call you and they don't, okay? And you don't want to stir waves, so you don't say anything. So you can trust and believe they will do it again because you haven't checked them on it. So what you allow is what you're going to get back from that person. And when the more you allow, the more power you are giving that person, okay? Because they're saying to themselves, I'm treating her or I'm treating him a certain way, and they're not saying anything about it. So first it starts with not calling you. Then it could be maybe going out all night and not contacting you. And then it could be maybe cheating on you. Okay, because they feel that you would accept that because you've accepted all the other checks. So You have to, number one, you have to be the best version of yourself. That's number one. Because when you look good, when you're mentally feeling good, you put off an array of power and self-worth. And some people will recognize that. People know who value themselves. People know who they can push and who they can't push, okay? So you want to be looked at as somebody of value. Because when you're somebody of value, that person will respect you. They won't step on your boundaries because they know that you're a strong individual, that if this person is not treating you in a respectful manner, you are not going to take it. You are not going to be there, okay? And you have to mean it. You have to have that power from within to say to yourself, you know what? As much as I like this person, as much as I want to be with this person is not treating me the way they should be treating me. So if they're not treating me the way I should be treating, if they're not treating me the way they should be treating me, then I need, as much as it's difficult, I need to take a step back. I need to let them know and communicate. And if they don't want to do anything about it, then I have to be willing to walk away and say to myself, you know what? I'm still a great person. And there's a lot of other great people in this world. And somebody else will recognize the good qualities that I have, that I have that self-worth, that I'm not a doormat, that I'm not going to put up with this crap, okay? And never, ever, ever let anybody make you feel like you can't live without them, because you can live without anybody, okay? Here's a reality check. You can live without anybody unless you're in a situation where it's a financial situation and you rely on that person for some kind of financial benefit. That's a totally different situation, but I'm just talking in general. In general, okay, you don't need anybody. You know, there's a saying that they say, you're more powerful than you know, and they fear the day you recognize it. And it's so true. It's so true. Because when you gain your value, when you believe in yourself and you realize that you're a high value person, that you're not going to tolerate certain behaviors by the person you're dating or the person you're in a relationship or people that you deal with, it could be in business, it could be in family, it could be anything. When you recognize that, okay, other people are going to recognize that and they're going to say, wow, you know, I can't push this person. I can't push this person. All right. And there's going to be certain instances where people cannot meet your standards. And you just have to accept that. You just have to accept it. No matter how great looking they are or what great job they have or anything like that, if this person can't meet your standards, in the long run, they will not make you happy, okay? If you're seeing all these red flags in the beginning, just magnify that by 10. That's another point that I wanted to bring out, because little things that annoy you in the beginning will become inflamed, not inflamed, but will become bigger later on. For instance, if you're dealing with somebody who's always on their phone in the beginning, the more they get comfortable with you and they date you or in a relationship, they're going to be on that phone more and more and more, okay? And that could go for a lot of different things that you deal with that person. The little things you see in the beginning become bigger things later on. Let's say there was an issue with somebody's family that maybe you argued about somebody, a family member they had that didn't like you. That little annoyance in the beginning of dating someone will become a problem later on if you don't work and talk to your partner and communicate with your partner and your partner takes it seriously and has your back, all right? Your partner's got to have your back. If they don't have your back, forget it, All right. But we're talking about power and enabling people. And when you allow people to do certain behaviors that you don't accept, you are enabling them to have more power in the relationship, in which case you are going to be treated lesser than you deserve. And never, ever fear, never fear that if I let go of this person, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. No, you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. Trust me when I tell you that, okay? You're not going to be alone the rest of your life unless you want to be alone the rest of your life. There's tons of people out there that you could have relationships with, and probably better relationships if you're in an unhappy relationship right now. So never, ever settle, okay? But you have to also recognize, you know, nobody's perfect either. There's not going to be this lustful, wonderful relationship where you have everything, okay? There's always going to be something lacking, but you have to weigh out, okay, is this something that I could deal with? Is this something that, you know, 10 years down the road, if it's still happening, am I okay with it? If you're not okay with it, then you got to put that boundary into place. You got to talk to your partner about it in a very, you know, very quiet, you know, but stern manner, and let them know this is not acceptable. Okay. And the one thing that we don't do, is we don't grovel. We never grovel. We never bow down. We don't chase anybody, because each time you do that, your value goes down and down and down. And that's when people will look at you in a lesser way. So you make your point, okay? And you give a person a chance to come up to your level. Now, there are some people, like I said, that just will never come up, okay? Because maybe they're a very selfish individual and they just don't care, and they're going to live life the way they want to live life. And, it's their way or the highway. First of all, you don't want somebody like that, because if you're arguing about small little things, if you were married to the person later on and you had big problems with that person and that person is not willing to compromise with you, forget it, okay? And then when you break up at that point in your life, you could have children, you could have financial issues going on, and it could be a bigger deal. So that's why you have to look at the person in the beginning and see, okay, what is this person about? Is this person really taking advantage of me? Is this person feel they don't have to call me all the time? Does this person feel they only have to call me every couple of days? Okay. Or they keep making excuses. Now, don't fall into the excuse thing either, because a lot of people will do that. They'll make excuses and tell you, well, I'm busy at work, or I'm busy working on this project, or I'm busy cleaning up my apartment. People make time for who they want to make time. Okay. Point, dot, period, dot, end of story. Okay. Love saying that, you guys, but it's true. It's true. So stop making excuses for people that tell you they couldn't do something because they were busy. If they really valued you, they will make time for you. And in the beginning, they may not realize it's such a deal breaker for you. That's why you have to communicate. And when you communicate, then they will see what you're talking about. Because sometimes, and especially with men to women, you know, we communicate differently. Sometimes women think that men understand what we mean, and they don't. I've had a lot of men come to me and say, I really don't know what women want. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what women want? We don't know what women want. We get mixed signals and everything like that. And I'm like, listen, women want to be loved. Women want to be a priority. They want to be valued. They want to feel like they're important in your life. Okay. And the way you show somebody that you're important is by reaching out to them, by keeping in contact, by not putting that person in the dark. And that doesn't have to go with just relationships. That could go with anybody that you're dealing with. That could be family members, whoever you're dealing with. You know, people just want to know that you care. You care, okay? So when you're dealing with power and relationships, the whole thing is the reason that so many people, and especially, you know, I'm going to talk in the sense of women accepting less than they should. And when I say accepting less than they should, I mean women that are doing friends with benefits when they're not getting the full relationship, okay? They're accepting less than they deserve. Unless there is always the exception to the rule, unless they are a woman that really is not looking for a relationship and is just out there looking to have her own fun or whatever, but you're still, you know, you're still not valuing yourself because you're worth something to just give sex away, okay? So, you know, when people have low self-worth, they take less than they deserve. So in order to correct that problem, you have to do everything you can to get yourself up and build yourself up. Take care of yourself. Eat right. Be physical in quarantine. Work out. Do an exercise video on YouTube, okay? Learn different things. Get your career in order. Know what you're doing in your career. Get yourself together financially. When you have yourself together financially, physically, you take care of yourself, you take care of your personal hygiene. You don't have to be a supermodel every single day of the week, but you just have to take care of yourself and have self-pride and feel good about yourself and know that you're the best version of you and you know that you're doing everything you can to be the best version of you. Okay, when you've put that work into yourself, trust me, you're not going to accept somebody treating you less because you're going to be feeling good about yourself. And when these people that don't have this self-worth, okay, when they're not feeling good about themselves, that's when they allow these people to do different things to them, to ghost on them, to use them, to contact them when they only feel like contacting them. Okay? And just watch out for these people that love bomb you and try to manipulate you to keep you around. Know the difference. Know the difference between somebody who really cares about you and somebody that's love bombing you to use you to keep you around for some benefit they may have with you. Okay? Make them work for it. Make them work for it. And when I say work for it, make them get on the phone and have conversations with you. Okay? If they care about you, they will do that. If they're just using you, they're not going to want to be on the phone with you all the time. Okay? When I say all the time, I mean once a day on a regular basis for like an hour or whatever. Okay? That is, I'm telling you, you guys, that is the key to telling you who's real and who's not. The ones that put in the time and the effort. And people get that mixed up all the time. They'll say, well, you know, he does contact me every day. He does text me every day. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. All right, so you got your text every day. He could be going down a line and texting 10 other people at the same time. Okay? And he could be hitting up different people throughout the day. And it goes the same for men to women or partner to partner. Okay? That's how people play the game. But are they putting the work into it? So if you want to have the power, if you want to have the power, this is what this is all about. This is what about my book I wrote, you know, Regain Your Power on Amazon, you guys. You could read it for free, all right, with Amazon Kindle. If you want to have your power, you got to put those checks in place. You got to put those boundaries up. You got to let that person know, hey, this is not acceptable to me. This is not how I roll in a relationship. So if you want to be with me, okay, if you say that you're going to call me, then you're going to know to call me. You wouldn't do that to your boss now, would you? All right. If you told your boss you were going to call them later and you didn't call them later, you know what? You could lose your job. Okay. They would never do that to their boss. And you have to let them know that, you know what? If they're going to value you, they're going to value you. okay? Unless they're in a hospital, a courtroom, or something major came up, okay? But if you see a pattern of them always making excuses, just watch out for that, all right? Because, you know, like I said, people make time for who they want to make time for. So put up those boundaries, okay? And it's not a matter of bossing anybody. It's a matter of having somebody respect you. I told you in a lot of the podcasts, when it comes to relationships, no matter what kind of relationship, it's about respect. You can't have love without respect. So you want that respect. And the way you let them know is by communicating very nicely, okay? You don't have to yell, scream, because that takes away your power because you're getting emotional. You're showing them that you're getting emotional. You have to be very cool, calm, and just stern and get your point across and let them know, you know, this doesn't work for me. And, you know, if you want to be with me, then you have to, if you say you're going to do something, then you have to follow through. Because if not, I'm not going to be here. And you have to mean it when you say it. You can't just keep threatening people. Oh, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave. Because the more times you do that and you don't leave, the more times they're not going to take you seriously. And they're going to walk all over you. And they're going to say to themselves, I got her wrapped around my finger. She may yell, scream. She may do this or that. But you know what? She's still here. She's still here. Okay. That's why you give them, you communicate with them. If it happens again, you tell them, I'm letting you know right now, if it happens again, I will not be here. And you have to mean it. You have to mean it. Okay. So I just wanted to do a little podcast today about power in relationships and how not to enable people to get power over you by not putting up those boundaries, okay? What a lot of people do, especially in dating, is like, okay, when he's supposed to call you, you say, okay, well, he didn't call me, so now I'm going to do the same thing to him. I'm going to disappear for 3 or 4 days, okay? Now he's not going to get me. Well, you know what's going to happen in a situation like that? When he doesn't get you, he's going to be on social media talking to somebody else, okay? Because there's so many options. He's not going to chase you down, okay? It's going to give him an opportunity to go talk to somebody else and say, you know what? She wants to play games. I'm not going to deal with this because there's so much supply out there. I don't have to deal with it, okay? And then you're showing the person that you're playing games. You don't want to play games because when people are serious about a relationship, if you play games with them, they are going to walk away from you. They're going to say, I'm not dealing with this. I've seen this a million times and I'm not going to deal with this. So you let them know, you communicate and you let them know this doesn't work for you. That's why you got to communicate. You got to come to some kind of understanding with your partner. And they should be trying to work with you and compromise with you. And this is how you get over the bumps in a relationship, is by communication. When people don't communicate, then it builds up, it builds up, it builds up till somebody blows and there's a big argument and somebody maybe walks out. So you have to communicate and be reasonable about your demands as well, okay? I have to tell you though, you know, like I said before, nobody is perfect. You just have to know yourself what you can accept. And there's certain things that should be, you know, guidelines for a healthy relationship as far as like, you know, if you're in a healthy relationship, obviously you should be communicating on a daily basis. Obviously you should be getting on the phone. Obviously you should be trying to see each other on a regular basis, especially if you live close to each other. That person has to make the effort to come and see you as well. Okay. That person has to be, you know, willing to introduce you to their family and you as well. These are all things that you should have as guidelines as to what is a healthy relationship for you, how to deal with somebody that's angry, you know, look for those warning signs, you know, are they a violent person? Are they emotionally abusive towards you? Okay. Look at all these different signs, these warning signs as well. But this podcast is primarily about power in relationships, and what you allow determines who's got the power. Okay. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And my website is in the bio, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.